Marjorie McCloy has always been interested in the political process.
I do think the environment is an important issue that needs to be kept in the forefront. I certainly care about education and the homeless.
Recently retired from the University of Utah, McCloy says she now has the time to become more involved in politics, which is why she was one of 300 participants in Democracy Day, put on by AARP and Community Action Partnership of Utah. But for Carol Jensen, Democracy Day is more of a way to connect with the legislators representing her district.
I think it's a chance for you to just come here and participate in the process and at least sit over lunch and hope that whoever represents you in the Senate or the House here in Utah might be there, so that if I have questions or if the people who are here have questions, you have a face that you can ask it directly to.
Democratic Senator Ben McAdams was one of several lawmakers who ate lunch with constituents during the event in order to get a better sense of what their top concerns are.
People are concerned about education. We've just been having a conversation about what we might do to maintain the quality of our public schools and to continue to financially support our public schools.
The events also included a debate between leaders of Utah's Republican and Democratic parties. Community Action Partnership of Utah is an association of 9 community agencies across the state that advocate for policies aimed at reducing poverty and hunger. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.